Coming up on episode number 362, it's All Request Show, and tonight's episode could actually be brought to you by the letter B, because we've got covers of Bruce, Bonnie, Billy, and the Buzzcocks, and they all tend to lean towards bluegrass. That and a whole bunch of other things too, including trivia, all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me. Leave William Shatner alone. You're lucky he even performs for you people.
Greetings. Sorry, forgot that this was on. Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is September 16th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. It's an all-request night, so you pick the music. And you've picked some good music. We've got covers coming up tonight performed by The Residents, Nouvelle Vague, as well as Prince himself, the artist once again known as Prince. Let's go ahead and get stuff started off here. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of an original because this is kind of one of those new up-and-coming bands. Actually, they've been around since 1999. They come from Stockholm, Sweden, and you may have heard this song on your favorite indie music station. You'll recognize it when you hear the whistling. Yeah, it's kind of a cool, new, hip, trendy, I'm really sounding out of it with those kind of remarks. It's Peter, Bjorn, and John, and a song called Young Folks. And the reason I'm playing you the original, a little bit of the original, is because the cover takes it in such a radically new direction that I'm really excited to get a chance to play it for you. So that is Young Folks. That's the original by Peter, Bjorn, and John. And thanks to a request by Shelby, I'm happy to play for you the cover by Don Landis. Here's Don Landis with Young Folks.
Young Folks.
Care about the old style too, and we don't care.
Hi, Ryan. It's Mr. Chris, your friendly neighborhood Coverville constable. Haven't called you before, but I just thought of something. Prince does a very heartfelt and wonderful cover of Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me on his Emancipation album. I couldn't find it on your CD, on your list, so I figured if you could, sometime in the near future, get that on for me, I'd be much appreciative. Once again, I love the show, and have a wonderful evening, and say hello to the missus and the youngster for me. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
What you want.
Tell me what's up, baby.
be the first. I want to be the last. Is that so bad? I want to. You know.
I want to make you love me.
Do you love me?
Come on, baby. You can take it.
Change of the lyrics a couple places in that song. That's Prince, actually back when he was known as a symbol for his album Emancipation. That was from 1996. It's a cover of Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me, kind of slipping more into his soul mode than into his usual funk mode. A little slower. Before that, you heard, oh, I'm sorry, that goes out to Mr. Chris, who identified himself as the Coverville Constable. He's actually in charge of the Coverville forums. If you go to forums on the Coverville website, coverville.com, you'll find the forum link, and that'll take you into a place where you can discuss and offer suggestions and ideas and things like that. Before that, Young Folks, performed by Don Landis. That is a cover of the Peter, Bjorn, and John song, and I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can pick up a copy of that. Well, we got a request from Steve, who claims that he is the listener in to Coverville in Gresham, Oregon, and I have to believe him, although that is putting out the challenge to any other Gresham, Oregon listeners who want to challenge Steve's assertion. This is a cover from a great album, and I'm surprised I haven't played anything from it before, because not only is it a really, really good Coverville album with like the Dandy Warhols and the Decemberists and Viva Voce, it's also benefits homeless youth in Portland, Oregon, and it's you know, it's such a great cause and a great album. Why haven't I played anything from it before? Well, as I explained to Steve, sometimes these things just drop below the horizon. And by horizon, I mean the iTunes list. When I keep adding stuff to it, the stuff that I think about drops below that bottom edge. So let's get to something right now. This is a cover by a group called Whip. Came out on that album this year. I think in April the album came out. The album, again, is called Bridging the Distance. I highly recommend it, not just for its cover quality, but because, again, it is such a great cause, the Homeless Youth Organization. And if you pick it up, I highly recommend you pick it up from iTunes. And I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can use my link, and then I get a couple cents back when you buy it. But there's actually more songs available on the iTunes release than on the actual physical album. So if you prefer the iTunes route, there's a link. Otherwise, go to Amazon and pick it up there. But let's get to the song, shall we? It's a cover of Billy Idol's White Wedding. It's performed here by Whip.
There's nothing fair in this world. There's nothing safe in this world. There's nothing sure in this world. There's nothing pure in this world. It's a nice day to start again. And it's a nice day for a wife. Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again, and it's a nice day for a white wedding. I've been away for so long, so long. I've been away for so long, so long. And it's a nice day to start again. And it's a nice day for a white wedding. There's nothing fair in this world. There's nothing safe in this world. There's nothing sure in this world. Nothing pure in this world. It's a nice day to start again. And it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. And it's a nice day for a white wedding.
Hey, this is Jim. I'm a longtime listener, and I just heard a new cover of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire by a band called Bat for Lashes. It's really good, and I think you'd like it. Thanks for playing all the music. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Bye.
Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, made edgy and blunt, but a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. Oh, at night I laid home with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head by you. You cool my desire. it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and blunt, but a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. Oh, at night I lay at home with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head, but you.
That's beautiful. That is I'm on Fire, performed by Bat for Lashes, and you'll find that on their 2007 release, Fur and Gold. Here's a little confession for you. And I don't know why, so I can't explain this. But for whatever reason, I always seem to connect Bruce Springsteen's version of I'm on Fire to the movie Witness and kind of the whole... the fever and the, you know, the kind of darkness and the sheltered and loneliness of the Amish had compared to the lifestyle that Harrison Ford's character was used to. And I don't know what it is about those two things and why I connect them. I'm sure everybody has that kind of thing going. But getting to why I'm mentioning that, this version seems to even just bring it even closer. Like, that almost has that kind of sparse... what's the word I'm looking for? Just sparse and non-electronic, non-metallic kind of feel that for whatever reason brings out that Amish connection even further for me. Yes, you're laughing at me, and as well you should be, because I'm not making any sense. That's I'm on Fire by Bat for Lashes. That was a request by Jim, who didn't say where he was from. But that goes out to you, Jim. And then before that, White Wedding, originally by Billy Idol, performed there by a group called Whip, and that's on the excellent Bridging the Distance cover album, and that is going out to Steve, the listener in Gresham, Oregon. By the way, tonight's episode of Coverville is brought to you by Audio Engine and makers of the Audio Engine 2s. Now, you hear me talk about the 5s, or I've been talking about the 5s and saying how cool they look. You know, they've got that black and white piano finish, or black or white piano finish. They've got just excellent sound, and they're portable, and you can take them anywhere. We'll take everything that I said about those and shrink it down about half the size, and... you can apply that towards their new line of desktop speakers. Now, these are speakers, of course, they're suited best for hooking up to your laptop or your desktop and providing just really rich, incredible sound. And I got to tell you, we used these last night. We had an outdoor film festival on my garage. We watched a great movie, High Fidelity, with John Cusack, and we used those speakers outdoors, and they were plenty loud enough and plenty clear, and the sound was fantastic enough that it sounded like, you know, theater-style bass sounds and really clear treble. Very, very highly recommended. And if you go to my website, if you go to coverville.com in the show notes, there's a link right there that will take you to audioengineusa.com where you can find out more about these speakers. You know, if you've been shying away from the bigger speakers because you don't really have a place for them, then these little desktop ones might be exactly the right thing for you. They come in that same black and white piano finish style to match if you have one of those MP3 players that happens to come in a black or white finish, then it matches those perfectly. But regardless, you can use them with anything that's got either a 1/8 inch input or dual RCA inputs. So check them out. Audio Engine 2 is the name of the speaker. Audio Engine USA is the name of the company. And if you go to coverville.com/audioengine, then it'll take you right to their website where you can find out more about them. All right, shall we continue? I say let's. Our next request comes from Nick. Now, it's funny because Earlier I played a request by Mr. Chris for the Prince song. I played I'm on Fire, which was recommended by Jim. I also got a recommendation from Sharon, who is the Coverville historian. And right now I'm going to play a cover that was recommended by Nick from Australia. Now, Nick, all three of these people take care of me in different ways. Sharon is the Coverville historian, and she maintains the list of songs that I've played so I can send it to the licensing agencies. Mr. Chris is the Coverville constable of the forums. And Nick in Australia takes care of my Australian imports. Like if I need something from Australia, maybe it's an Andrew Denton album or something along those lines, Nick is the man. He takes care of me. And Nick, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. You rock. So for you, it's your request right now. It's the Buzzcocks' Ever Fallen in Love. This comes from the Band Apart album, and it's performed by Nouvelle Vague.
Some kind of old friend came by today, and he'd been telling everyone in town of the love that he had found, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say, well, that she had the longest, blackest hair, prettiest green eyes anyway, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. This girl was in my arms and swore to me that she'd be mine eternally. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame.
Normally, most people would not recognize that as a as an Elvis Presley cover. Well, I don't think most people would recognize. Well, you know, I shouldn't even say that. That's virtually unrecognizable as an Elvis Presley cover. But it's performed there with great, great technique and absolutely making it their own by The Residents. Does it sound like I've completely lost my train of thought? Well, I think I kind of have. That's The Residents from The King and I with his latest flame, of course, a cover of Elvis Presley. That Elvis Presley, or that album, The King and I, EYE, because The Residents all have eyeballs for heads, is an entire album of Elvis Presley covers by The Residents, along with kind of a little narration about the baby, the King baby. And it's really fun. It's not all done in the same style too. I mean, The Residents are all over the place as far as their style, and that's a great album that kind of represents the ranges that they have. That was a recommendation by Greg from Nevada City, California. Thank you, Greg, for suggesting that. I think you actually even recommended that today, and I was able to slide that into the request list just because I've had a lot of requests for Residents before, and I've never gotten to them. So there you go. Joining me in the Coverville studio and distracting me, not trying to distract me, but doing a good job of it, here is Tina.
I'm doing nothing but sitting here.
I know, but you're just so distracting.
Okay.
You're so disarming and charming.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome. Boy, is that's all I get? Just a roll of the eyes and a thanks. All right. All right. Anything you want to say before we get into Musically Challenged?
No.
You don't want to tell the listeners to leave Brittany alone? Leave Brittany alone!
No, I don't. But I would like to remind people that if you have children, to please teach your children not to feed animals, particularly house pets, without asking first.
Without asking their owners?
Exactly. Yes, we had a neighborhood kid who decided to try to give our dog, actually gave our dog just a short bit ago, some pop. How nice is that? So,
yes.
So,
and once you
that's
give a
the
dog
lesson
a,
for the day.
Once you give a dog a taste of pop, you know, they
like, I hope she doesn't get sick.
Oh man! All right. Well, what do I got? I don't know what I've got to say after that. By the way, really quickly, if you are going to be in the Ontario area in a couple weeks, For the Podcast Expo, make sure to look for both Tina and I. We will be there at the expo in attendance. And if you come up and tell me that you love Coverville, you need to say those exact words, "I love Coverville," then I'll give you a hearty handshake. You like that? Is that a good promo? It's better than
That's fantastic.
Len and Nora are trying to find somebody to punch me in the stomach again.
Again?
Yes. You know, it really hurt when C.C. Chapman punched me in the stomach last year. All right. Let's get to Musically Challenged. This one comes from Dan. Take it away, Dan.
Hello, Brian, and hello, Tina.
Hey, hello.
This is Dan from North Carolina with another edition of Musically Challenged. This game I call Screamers and Wailers. I'm going to play five songs for you, and you must tell me the name of the artist and the title. Of course, there won't be any lyrics to help you. Good luck. Here's
Thanks.
Question one.
Let's tackle this.
Okay. Oh, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Very good, yep.
That one was pretty quick. Let me play it again.
Oh, we got it.
All right, got the idea?
Got the idea.
Here's question two.
Is that Janis Joplin?
I don't know.
I think that's Janis Joplin.
It's never big into her.
I don't know what the song is. Yeah, don't know. Okay, we'll carry on.
Here's question three.
Gosh,
you know what's
I'm
funny? When he said it was going to be Screamers and Wailers, this is one I was expecting.
Oh, really? Yeah. I can't. I know the song. I can't think of who does it.
It's by a little well-known, a very not well-known group called Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
The song is the Immigrant Song.
Okay.
Question four.
Who is this guy? I know it. Journey.
Yes.
And I cannot think of the name of the song.
Is that Faithfully?
Oh, I think you're right, yeah.
And is he looking for the actual singer, the actual person doing the wailing? So that's Steve Perry on that one, and of course Robert Plant on the one before it. And John Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Wailing and screaming for Bon Jovi.
And now question five.
You too.
No.
What?
It's not you two.
It isn't?
No.
Who is it? What?
I'm just letting the song play out and then we'll talk.
I trust you.
We'll talk.
It's Coldplay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
it's Gwyneth Paltrow's husband, right?
Yes.
I don't know his name.
It's,
Chris?
Completely, is Chris something? Yeah, it's completely escaping me right now. Oh my goodness. Okay, well anyway, the song is that The Scientist?
I don't know.
I think. Oh my God. All that's coming to my mind right now is Apple. their son, or is it daughter? Is Apple a girl or a boy?
A girl. And Moses.
Moses. All right. So we don't really need to worry about his name as long as we know the names of their children.
Yeah.
You know, to pause here in case you need more time to think over your answers. Time for the answers. Question one was Bon Jovi with Living on a Prayer. This song can be found on the album Slippery When Wet.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
question two, we heard Janis Joplin moaning away at the end of Move Over, a song featured on the album Pearl.
There you go.
In question three, we heard Robert Plant with Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song. This song can be found on Led Zeppelin's appropriately named third album, Led Zeppelin III. In question four, we heard Steve Perry's wailing on Journey's Faithfully. This song is featured on their album, Frontiers. And in question five, we heard Chris Martin with Coldplay singing Clocks. This song is from their album, A Rush of Blood to the Head. That's it for my edition of Musically Challenged. Thanks so much for playing. Bye.
Thank you very much, Dan. And all right, there you go. Thanks to Dan. If you have a musically challenged idea, please just record it and send it to me at coverville@gmail.com. That's actually the email address you can use for everything. Get those musically challenged segments in if you'd like. I've got, how many do I have in the queue? Wow, okay, I've got actually about six in the queue that we really need to get to. So, get it in, and of course we'll use it as quickly as possible. Maybe next week we'll do somebody recommended we do a couple of musically challenged episodes per show until we get caught up. Not a bad idea.
We could do that.
We could totally do that. You want to do one? Let's do one right now.
Okay.
You know what?
Stop the music.
Stop the music. Let's do another one right
now. Wow. Very impromptu.
It is. You know what? And I didn't audio level this, but we'll try.
Hi, Brian and Tina. It's JR from beautiful Valencia, California.
Hi, JR.
Hi, JR.
With another edition of Musically Challenged, the song title remains the same. Quick refresher on how it works. Each question is comprised of clips of two songs that happen to have the same song title.
Oh.
You need to name the song title as well as the two artists that are performing to get full credit. You did pretty good with the last batch, so let's see how you do this time. Here's question one.
I have no idea.
That is, it's so easy. The latter one was Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the first one...
The first one I didn't recognize.
I know. Ozzy? I don't know.
Could be.
I mean, that's my guess. Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
All right.
Noted.
Here's question two. Olé!
What is this called, Olé?
No.
I don't know what it's called.
My God. Do you not remember our entire cruise, our honeymoon cruise, where they played this seven times a day on the cruise ship?
I know. I hated that. Yeah.
And I'll bet the second one. Hold on. Let's
listen
to the
rest. Hot.
Yes, let's listen to the rest. All right. The first one was Buster Poindexter.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who did that second one?
No. Could you back up?
Yeah, I think I can.
It's kind of quiet.
That's The Cure.
Oh, okay.
And here's question three.
I can barely hear him. Oh.
Oops. Oh, very good. Yeah, I never even made that connection there. All right, do you know those two?
No, they sounded familiar, but I can't figure it out.
The first one was Cheap Trick and their version of Surrender.
Oh, okay.
And then Elvis Presley with his song Surrender.
Surrender, wow.
And here are the answers. Song title one was It's So Easy. The artists were Guns N' Roses and Buddy Holly. It's so easy.
I didn't get that. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so
easy to fall in love. Song title two was Hot, Hot, Hot with the always entertaining Buster Poindexter and The Cure. Yeah, well, feeling hot, hot, hot.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. It's a spirit, it's a spirit. Yeah, you recognize
that. Oh, I totally do, yeah. Yes. I like The Cure.
Question three, which I think was probably the easiest to get. The song title was Surrender. The artists were Cheap Trick, who covered the other artist, the King, Elvis Presley. Surrender, surrender, but don't give yourself away. Oh, my darling, please surrender. Well, that about does it. See you next
g'day
time.
G'day there, Brian. And g'day,
oops.
Tina. It's Anna here from...
See, that's what
happens.
What
are you doing?
Well, that's what happens when you play it from the iTunes playlist instead of the separate QuickTime windows.
All right.
Thank you, JR, and thank you, Dan, for those two musically challenged. I'll get the show notes updated to show that both of you guys contributed one. And let's just end the show right here.
Okay.
All right. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address. 206-222 cover if you want to call in a request. I love that. And if you want to post a message on the weblog or in the forums, you can do that at coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday night with another edition of the show. Special thanks to cashfly.com, cachefly.com, for hosting and bandwidth for Coverville. And Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. We'll see you on Tuesday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and hey, thanks, Tina.
You're welcome.